Good morning. I get to fill in for Miss Jessica this morning while she's on vacation. I'm the favorite this week. I have a question. Have any of you ever had a problem? Raise your hand if you've ever had a problem. Yeah, yep. We all have had problems, whether it's math, or for me, it was spelling, maybe riding the bus, or maybe a sibling can be a problem sometimes. We all have problems. Now think about how you react to these problems. Do you complain? Do you get angry? Do you get frustrated or have questions? We all have different reactions. Maybe we go and ask friends to help try to figure out what to do about our problem. But sometimes we try to figure them out all by ourselves. We try to do it all on our own. And that is a big problem, because sometimes we can't do it all on our own. In the book of Job that we're going to read today, he had a lot of problems. In fact, he lost everything he had. Really, the only thing he had left was his faith. He had some friends, and they tried to help him, but they didn't do a very good job. And that's when he turned to God. And he had questions. He followed God, he was faithful, so why were all of these bad things happening to him? Why did he have all of these problems? And God responded and said, "Job, I see it all. I was there in the very beginning, and you weren't. You have this puzzle piece, but I have the entire puzzle. I can see the full picture, and you can only see that one piece. So trust me." Sometimes that's hard to do. And even though God doesn't want bad things to happen to us, sometimes they do. But we know that God is still good, and God still loves us. And in fact, sometimes those bad things can bring about good things in our lives. Like maybe if you're bullied at school, you learn that that's not how you like to be treated. And so then you learn how to better treat others and care for others. We can learn through these problems that we have. So we are reminded that God sees the big picture, and sometimes we only see that one little puzzle piece. And so instead of trying to figure out what God's doing next, sometimes we just remember that God loves us and that God is faithful and good, even when we're not understanding what's happening in our lives. So let's pray and let's thank God for his goodness and for his love. Loving God, thank you for always being with us. Help us to see what you're doing in our lives, even when we don't understand. Help us to see that even something bad happens, we know you're still with us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.